basketball, conditioning the mind, body, and spirit. It takes practice, commitment, vision, goal setting, determination, sharp focus, respect, and discipline. Once you learn it, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. The Warrior's Mindset prepares you for the largest competition ever, the competition against self.
All right, everybody, good morning. Willie Bam Johnson, once again, Warriors Mindset Radio. We're here to empower you, uplift you. And once again, we always talk about the combination of mind, body, and spirit to overcome all obstacles and things that stand in our way. We are always out here trying to do our very best to connect and bring some of the best martial artists, best business people. You know, and sometimes when we look out here and we see things that are happening during COVID, you know, we wonder, well, what should we do? Should we just sit back and wait, or should we find a way to dig down inside ourselves and move forward? And that's what Warrior's Mindset is all about. We about moving forward. Sifu, how would we determine, first of all, before we introduce you and give you a chance, how would we tell people how to move forward in some of the most trying circumstances?
First, you have to have a warrior's mindset, right? A warrior doesn't know how to quit. So it's that, don't quit. There's a challenge in front of me. It doesn't matter what it is. We need to move forward, period. You know, with every problem along our history, there's always been a solution. So stop complaining and look for the solution, right?
So your experiences as being a great martial artist, a kung fu master, and even talking about our brief conversation before we even started the show, how would you describe your experiences, your resume that has brought you to a point to be as positive as you are right now? And let's first start by introducing yourself to the world about your experience, you know, the school, the coaching, and some of those basic things. I know you got an extensive resume, so we're going to give them a little taste to pump them up.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm like no one different than yourself or anyone listening or watching us. I am just a guy that doesn't know how to quit. So when you say extensive, I appreciate you saying that. It's just that I've been around for this long. So what winds up happening is, what do you do with the time you have, right? Do you sit and watch TV and hang out and, you know, just have a sedentary lifestyle? Or do you go out there and live life? Life is beautiful, man. You got to enjoy every minute. And here's the problem. A lot of people are very selfish. Stop doing that. Give yourself to everybody. And guess what? You learn to love everybody. Race, religion, doesn't matter. You know, women, men, it doesn't matter who is out there. Give yourself up to be a human person, to be loyal to yourself first. And that way you can give to everybody else. So yes, my name is Sifu Raphael. I've been doing martial arts for about 45 years. I opened up school for someone else in 92. And then later on, I opened up my own school in 95. And I haven't been closed one day. And, you know, I started as a warrior immediately. When I opened up my school, I was at the train station. I live in Long Island, New York. I was at the train station, Long Island Railroad, at 5 a.m, handing out flyers. Why 5 a.m? I get all the people who are very sufficient, very efficient, and they get to work early. You know, these are the people who maybe they have to show up at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, but they get there an hour and a half early because they want to take control of their day, not let their day take control of them, right? So it's that warrior mindset is what we're talking about. What do you do with your day? Do you let it control you or do you control it, right?
You know, what was awesome when you say that, Sifu, I think about a lot of my negative experiences and how I use them to become a better person. And I tell people, The reason why I get up every day, because if I could sell death at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can give life at 3 o'clock in the morning. In any community, be it New York, be it Baltimore, be it, I mean, every city has a environment where people are getting up and doing illegal activity. They're predators preying on the weak. They realize that while me and you sleep in and getting ready to go about our day and take our family, they're trying to scheme and connive and figure out how they're going to rob us, steal from us, or take our lives. I mean, so not just for motivation of getting up and being ahead of the competition, but being prepared for the unexpected, because you're right. If we're not early up early, and then if you know that the criminal, and a lot of people, and still I started talking, they're like, what do you mean people up? No, go to the city. Go to any city. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's like it's a block party, man. Yo, people going on. I mean, tell me, how would you correlate those two elements as a warrior, as a business person, as a parent, getting up ahead, but then as the criminal getting up, trying to prepare to commit a crime and get away with it?
It's very interesting that you talk about, you know, criminals and how they're looking to do the wrong thing, right? Because a criminal has a choice as well. They don't have to do that. They can actually go and make a positive impact in the world. So here's a quick story. When I was, I think about 17, I started working when I was 10, believe it or not. But when I was 16, my sister got me a job in the city working in movie theaters. And I used to have to close out because I used to get home around 1 or 2 in the morning because I did the last show of the theater. But then I had to be in school. I chose to be in school by 7 o'clock. I didn't start till 8:20, but I chose to be in school at 7 o'clock because I went there to impact other people. I was teaching swimming and stuff of that nature. So I come home, it's around like 1:15 in the morning, and a van is like tailing me. And I'm like, something's odd. So they go past me, they turn around, literally three houses away from my house, they turn. They come out of there's big bushes. So when I turn, boom, they're there. One guy's got a gun to my head. The other one comes behind me, puts a knife in my throat. And the other guy, and I had my bag. I just gotten my paycheck that day. It was a Thursday. And I was like, oh, man. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So at that point, I was prepared. I had two, if you remember, 007 knives, switchblades, they pop. Mm-hmm. I had them I had one on either side of me, right? Because I knew I lived in Jamaica, Queens. If anybody knows Jamaica, Queens, we got a lot of good rappers that came out of there, right? And I used to actually hang out with these guys. They were amazing. And so I said, okay, the gun is pointed right at my head, like a foot from my head. And then the guy comes, puts the knife in my throat. So I'm like, okay. So I'm not going to reach for my knives. That's dumb. So what wound up happening is, They took me to my own backyard, believe it or not. And then they, you know, so the first thing I do is, let's be smart. What's the first thing I should do? Okay, I throw my hands up, right? And I'm like, I hope somebody's out the window. You know, one of these people are always looking out. I said, I hope you're out there looking out. And what wound up happening, they're like, put your hands down. I'm like, oh, great. I said, they found out what I'm trying to do. So then they take me. They take, you know, my bag and everything. And then they tell me, turn around. The guy puts the gun to my head, turn around. I said, no, I'm not turning around. You're going to shoot me. You're going to shoot me in the face. Mm-hmm. So he got all pissed. And the other two guys, they're like, we got to go. We got to go. So then they tell me, take my shoes off. I said, okay, but I'm not turning around. I took my shoes off. He said, throw them. So I threw them. And then he goes, go get them. I said, nope. I don't know why I was being so defiant. So at that point, he took off. I got my shoes. Believe it or not, I don't know why I started chasing them. And then, you know, they got in their van and they took off. But so my mentality at that point was, do these guys, because they actually, they one guy said, let's just waste this guy. Right. So what wound up happening is, in my mind, I'm like, well, that's not going to happen. Okay. I will not let these guys take me out. If that's their goal, then, you know, I'm going to go out fighting. And I already had I established in my head what I had to do to survive. And one of them definitely was not turn around because he could shoot me, right? So when we think about the mentality that we have to bring into today's environment, right? Because every environment is going to give us a different scenario, right? And it doesn't matter if you live in a rich neighborhood, a poor neighborhood. Listen, when I grew up in Colombia, I'm Colombian, right? I don't look Spanish, right? So a lot of people used to call me, hey, white boy. And that's cool. You know, you call me anything you want, as long as you call me, right? So what my mentality is, I overcame so many different adversities in my life that you can't do anything to me. You can't say any words to me that are going to hurt me. Because look, as a kid, 3 years old, I got polio. So for me to be able to walk today, my feet turned backwards. Okay. I wore braces on my legs in order to, took me 2 years to learn how to rewalk. Then I wore braces for another maybe year and a half or so. I was like Forrest Gump almost. And then, you know, I left my country because my parents came to America. So I came to the United States. I didn't know English. All I knew was Spanish. So they sent me to school. Guess what? I got picked on because I didn't know English. No one in my school knew English. They're like, who's this foreign kid, right? So overcoming all those adversities is what taught me to be a true warrior because I had no choice. So when these guys decided they're going to rob me, I had two things in my mind. Is my paycheck and the stuff I have in my bag worth my life? Absolutely not. It's a material thing. So we got to find out what is the fundamentally important things in our life that matter. So it's one is our life, right? We have to defend our life at all costs. How do we start that? Where do we start that? Right? In our mind, right? We have to decide what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. As a warrior, we have to think of two things, right? That really affect us, our mind and our body. If you control your mind, you focus with your mind, your body will follow, right? There you go.
You know, and what's so awesome, I mean, I can relate to those experiences. Also relate to Jamaica Queens, because I remember Fred Hamilton. Remember Fred Hamilton? He used to run Battle of the Dojo Karate Tournament up in Jamaica Queens, New York. So he's one of my heroes. The thing that we talk about, the warrior's mindset, you're right. I mean, and I think that was how it came about. And I go back and give the credit back to Champ Nichols, Damon John, speaking manager. He said, bam, we got to establish. And I think that's coming to the next question. You got to look at your life experiences. And let's relate a terminology that always allows you to mentally remember how all this comes together under one point. Brother, you've been a warrior. This is the warrior's mindset. You've overcome so many things. So let's call it the warrior's mindset. So it wasn't my brilliant idea. And you know, for people like us, people who are constantly letting our actions dictate what we say, some people let what they say dictate no actions. Right. You get what I'm saying? So we let our actions dictate our philosophies and why we do what we do. And sometimes it's good to have a coach or a mentor to come and say, look, let's simplify it. That's the warrior's mindset. That's it. Cut and dry. And you're right. That only comes from that. So overcoming something. You can't call yourself a warrior or call yourself even a leader if you haven't gathered wisdom from the time you failed and the experience that you have gotten. I mean, am I making sense, C4? Oh,
absolutely. I'm with you.
So as we have that true wisdom based upon time, failure, and experience, how important is it to stay consistent with delivering? We call it brand, but we know in Kung Fu, martial arts, we call it a way of life. You might call it a brand. Our brand is a way of life. You call it whatever it is, but it's what we eat and breathe 24/7. How important is it to stay true to that own self, be true, sir?
Well, you know, let's think about it, right? When we talk about warriors, we have two types of warriors. One who are ready to battle at a given, at a moment's time, and the other ones who have to prepare for it. Now, my mindset as a warrior is I'm ready to fight anytime, but I'm constantly preparing.
Yes.
So my mindset as a warrior, and I'm sure you are too, is that if I don't stay true to myself, what am I doing? Who am I? The question that we really have to ask ourselves is, who am I? What do I bring forth? What can I, if I die tomorrow, how will I be remembered? What did I do? Was I the guy sitting on the couch eating Cheetos all day long? Or was I the guy impacting people? Was I the one coaching people, helping people, changing lives? Look, the minute I change someone else's life, I've changed mine. I've changed my life every day. Whether, listen, you know, I'm going to be teaching classes today, and I'm so fortunate that I can teach a four-year-old and I can teach a 60, 70-year-old all in the same day and impacting people's lives. Man, that's huge. That really is huge.
But see, for when we think about giving, because really that's what the martial arts, and I'm not, you know, the one thing we do know about when I think of Chinese martial arts, how you know you had to earn the right to be with the teacher. You didn't just come in and say, hey, I want to learn from you. Right. Somebody had to refer you to the Sifu, and the Sifu just watched what you did. He probably said, you know, watch how you said. He watched, he said, could you move that trash can? And if you moved it with enthusiasm or arrogance, well, you're not the student I want. And right. I think because when we give, and I think commercialism, because we and I don't want people to get this wrong, you got to be able to make money to take care of your family and change your community. You know, the reason why poverty is still poverty because we give it. We need to show people how to become held accountable and responsible. I had this little saying where when I go into the inner city to teach, and when people say they can't afford what I'm teaching, and I look at their feet and they got a $300 pair of Jordans on, I'm saying you can afford what I'm teaching. Oh, yeah. You just got your parties mixed up. You know, that's another conversation in itself. But I think the authenticity, what I feel like you give when you teach, and I believe some of those hidden jewels are out there where I would teach for free if I had to, because I love what I do. Because the richness is going to come from what I see the other person accomplish. You can't pay what I might charge at my dojo. That's not even a price tag for what my worth is.
Of course.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to let for me, I think we got to be so genuine in letting people know, look, you're not even paying for what you can't even put a price tag on what I'm worth. But this is what I'm asking for, to keep the lights on, and to be able to function as any human being the business should, but don't get it twisted. And I believe that core element of teaching, that's the lost aspect right now, because somewhere along the way, the businessman is getting confused with the complete martial artist. Talk to me, Sifu.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, absolutely. Listen, 100%. Look, when we think about what we are, we have choices, right? Here's your choice. You can choose to be a loser. You can choose to be a winner. You can choose to be a follower, or better yet, choose to be a leader, right? Where does that all come from? It's how we perceive ourselves. It's that self-image that we have. What do we see when we look in the mirror? Do we see a leader? Do we see a follower? Do we see a loser? Or do we see a winner? Those concepts have to really play into your daily events. What am I going to be doing today? Look, you're an amazing martial artist, buddy. We bumped into each other time and on. You may not recall me. You know, I'm just some guy that you've seen around. But now that we've made a real connection, we need to stay together, right? So, and I'm here to help you, because I know that together we can make a difference in our world. Can I do it by myself? Yeah, possibly. Can you do it by yourself? Possibly. Can we do it together? Hell yeah. You know, so when we think about we're talking about the warrior mindset. Holy cow. So thinking about when you talked about, can somebody afford my services? They can. They can. But not everybody is going to be ready to accept my services. They may be naive to what I can do. Look, I was a bouncer for 5 years in New York City at some of the awesome clubs. I was a bouncer at Palladium. It was a big nightclub in Manhattan. I was a bouncer in a couple of clubs in Queens. I was the only bouncer the cops never came looking for. Why? I never hit one person. Look, there was fights every night I worked. There was always a fight. I was breaking them up and people swung at me. They try to hit me. They try, grapple me, everything. I just would, it wasn't personal because I know they were drinking. They were not, and they were heated. So could I have hit them? Of course. Could anybody hit them? Of course. I chose to not hit them, but to help them in a bad situation. What did I do? The ones that listened left calmly. And I would, flip them around, grab them. And I say, I whisper in their ear, do you want to go to home or do you want to go to jail? So I said, if you want to go home, let me walk you out. Okay. If you want to go to jail, then I'm going to hold you. So most people, I never had anybody get arrested because I held them down. So, but I was in situations. I worked at the first gentleman's club in Manhattan. I mean, in Long Island, it was, what the heck was the name of it? I don't know. It was the first name. That was so long ago that at one point they had metal detectors and we had people come in with guns, knives, chains. Gangs used to come in and hell used to break out. I never hit one person because I chose my path. I know that if I hit one person, they chose how I reacted. I chose how I reacted. The warrior doesn't have to hurt someone to be a warrior, yes. Right? So when we talk about somebody wants to know what's my worth, you can't afford me. You can't afford me. I'm doing you a service.
Yes.
I'm going to allow you to come to my school, learn all the years I've put in. Look, for me to be able to train comfortably, I can walk into any room and the baddest MF could be out there. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of anyone. You know why? Because they can't take my power away. Yes, they may kill me, but they can't take my power away because my power is mine. If you say something and it gets me angry, guess what? You took my power away. That's where you have to be in your mind. Where do you live? Where do you live? I live in my mind. My mind is what conquers everything, right? If I have that warrior mindset, my mind is set. You cannot penetrate it. I don't care what you say, what you call me, anything. Even if you try to physically hurt me, you can't get into my mind because I've built that.
You know what's so special about what you said, Sifu? The choices that I made as a kid, I always tell people, I never wanted to do what I did, but circumstances, I had to adapt to that environment. As I go forth today and I'm able to help people, educate people about the shift in balance. We may call it other things, but yeah, it is some shift in balances where, regardless of how hard you work, circumstances still doesn't permit you to like rise up from that. But you don't use it as excuse. You still stand on it and say, look, I'm gonna go forward. I'm gonna break this cycle. And for me, when you say that, I remember when I got in trouble and I ended up, in a maximum security prison for choices that I made. The beautiful thing that I tell everybody and every kid, I was ready to deal with the consequences for the choices that I made. Those were bad choices and I understood it. I always feel blessed not to get caught for what I should have got caught for and got caught for enough that allowed me to like wake up. But the powerful thing about martial arts was that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I knew that I knew what to do and what not to do. Now it was either, and I always tell people, I didn't need nobody to come and tell me what to do. I needed to dig inside myself and say, look, are you committed? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? If you are, it's here. Take it, use it, and go forward. And I think through that whole journey, I never got in one fight. I'm in a maximum security prison. Yeah. And I say this to every killer or deadly monster who say, I can take out this and I can do this. I say this to everybody. If I can get through prison, work out, prepare to live the life I'm living right now, and not get in one fight. We didn't have moments where we didn't have encounters where I could have crossed over. But like you said, I thought it all the way through. I got like a little bit of time. But if I end up doing something and getting in a fight, we're going to have to take each other's lives, because you know, and that's it, that even like in a club, if it crosses, you might have a kid might come back with his gang and try to get you when you leave him to your car. You got to think about the whole picture. And I think a lot of times we're so busy teaching about fighting when a real warrior don't want to fight. The last thing we want to do is fight, because we understand once we go over that level of anger, anger is so good. Negativity feels so good. You like, oh man, I can't do that. Because it's hard to stop it, right? That's why so many people are so negative. Talk to me, C4. Why is it so important to fight the whole back and not cross that boundary where that anger and that you know, just the just sets in. Be instead, like, we just find the peace. Just let the man have a day. He could have that fight. I'm going home. Mm-hmm. I'm going to my dojo. Talk to me, Sifu.
So here's the mentality, if we can think about it, right? When I said before, can you take my power away? So you have to understand, before you go into doing anything, understand yourself. You have to do some deep thinking, some meditation. Who am I? Like I said before, who am I? What ticks me off? What sets my button off, right? I can tell you, as a child, I used to have temper tantrums. So I have a really hard head. Because I didn't have temper tantrums, I used to bang my head against the wall. And in Colombia, the walls were not made out of sheetrock. Right. They were made out of plaster. Right. So I used to bang my head into the wall. I never got hurt. And I'm talking about banging. It wasn't like tap. I was like, bam. I was like a freaking rhino going into the wall, like a ram, right? So when we think about what sets us apart from the person that is going to act out and do the wrong thing? Listen, I got to give you so much kudos, because you went through a very difficult time in your life and you came out on top. Imagine all your cellmates that are either dead, they're doing drugs, or guess what? They're still there. They're still there because they can do something with their lives. You decided, this is not for me, right? This is not what God made me.
That's right. That's
it. For, right? So you got to count your blessings, that you realize that you have more to give to the world. And that was just a wake-up call for you. And you know what? As terrible as it is, maybe it was the right thing for you. You know, when you reflect, and if you can go back to one of those nights when you were in your cell and you're going, why me? Why me? You know the answer. You know the answer. The answer is because I had to come here. Yeah. And yeah. I got to fight my way out. I got to do the right thing. And you did, man. I love you for that. And the fact that you can openly say that to people and let them know, hey, look, I messed up. We all mess up. Look, if I don't, what's at the end of my pencil? An eraser. Because I mess up every day. Every day I mess up. But guess what? I can make a difference. I can change. I can write something, and if I don't like it, I can either cross it off, start a new page, erase it, start over. Every day is an opportunity to start over. Look, if you're on a diet, right? And I don't like the word diet. Take out the T. What is that? Die? I'm going to die today? No, I'm going to live today. Today's the day to live. You know what? If I love food, okay. Let me just do it in moderation. Let me eat because I have a purpose to fuel my body. Train, because if I don't train and take care of my body, I might have a sharp mind. And look at all the executives. They forget everything, right? Their scales are tipped. One is because all they focus on is business. They forget their health. And most importantly, they forget their family, right? So if your tails are like this, they're tipped, what are you doing? Stop, take a breath, focus, refocus, and then focus some more. Because we need to do this for us so we can help more people.
And what's so beautiful, Sifu, I think, you know, not once again, I'm not saying which style is better than any style, but I think that.
Hey, wait a minute. My style's better than your style. Wait, your style's better than my style. I want to.
But what's so awesome, especially, I think, because Chinese martial arts, if you teach it in its purest form, you'll realize that we transition from external to internal. That's why many people can practice Kung Fu for a long time. And it becomes a part of them maturing into an older age, because now you transition to a more internal art. That's why when I heard people like, oh man, I got to do yoga. And I'm like, but that's really a part of traditional martial arts, breathing and Qigong and Tai Chi. I mean, you can't, that's yin and yang, you know? And some people forget that it's even a part of real Japanese martial arts and Okinawan martial arts in a different shape. But I think we as Westerners get so caught up into the external that when we get older, we think, man, I can't do it no more, so I'm just going to stop practicing. But you never stop practicing martial arts. It's a way of life. It evolves with you. And I think when you said that balance, we know that because so many people neglect, and this is, oh man, you got me thinking here. So many people neglect the traditional philosophies for their modern interpretation. It's important that I think martial arts teaches us to build our modern interpretations upon the old philosophies. So therefore, when we get a little lost, we can always reflect back on similar experiences of the past masters or historians. So when you talk about balance, mind, body, and spirit, nutritional, all of that stuff's a part of martial arts. You shouldn't, oh man, you should not be going up there getting a diet plan to become a better martial artist, losing weight. It's all a part of traditional martial arts. Sifu, help them understand that connection, because many people don't teach that.
No. You know, for me, I don't feel right if I don't train. Oh, excuse me. Hang on, sorry.
That's okay. My wife probably calling me a little bit.
No, that was an alarm. Okay. So, for example, if I don't train every single day of my life, and I haven't stopped training since I started training, the minute I can run or even walk, I've trained. Listen, when I couldn't walk for 2 years when I was a little guy, I crawled around, I moved, I rolled, I didn't stop. One of the things that for me, training every day is essential. I have to train every day. I mean, about an hour and a half before you and I got on, I was doing pushups and crunches and all that stuff. You know, I just like 2 weeks ago, I taught an internal seminar, and I also did it through Zoom because now I can reach people all over the world, right? But I didn't charge for it. I did it an hour and a half. I didn't charge a penny. And people are like, well, how much is it going to be? I said, for you, show up. For you, that's it. Just show up, right? So when it comes to training, physical, like I said, you have to fuel your mind. But if your mind doesn't help you with your body, then there's no connection. You have to have a mind-body connection. Spiritual is your beliefs, right? And it doesn't matter the race. You have to believe in something. Even an atheist who has no religious, they have a belief.
Yeah.
They cannot get up in the morning and not have some sort of belief. They either believe that, hey, I'm going to get through today, or I believe I'm going to do this, or this belief has to be part of your system, yes. Which it is. You cannot, look, we have something that animals don't, right? We have a creative mind. We can think, we can analyze, we can develop, we can create. Can a dog can be creative, but does it learn it on its own? How about a cat? You know, they're cute and all this stuff, but they can't develop things. They can't create. They can't make a toy. They can't make, you know, they can't cut down a tree, a monkey, you know, all these animals, they don't have the creative genius that we have. And when you think about, we have the ability to send people to the moon. We have the ability to make computers. We have the ability to do anything, but we can't be stagnant. And if we allow our mind and body connection to be separate, what are we doing? We're wasting our time. Listen, we all have a purpose, right? You have a purpose. I have a purpose. Anyone listening or hearing this has a purpose. Find your purpose, because your belief should be followed by your purpose. What's my purpose? Why am I in this world? You know, we can't wake up in the morning and say, yeah, I'm here because I came from an amoeba. You know, I'm scientific. Maybe later on when we create, you know, people from in the science lab, that's different, but that's not happening and it hasn't happened. And let's hope it never does, right? Because we are the most complex computer that will never be built like us. If the processes that we go through, our mental state, our behavior, look, taste, smell, all these things, we learn to analyze. Look, all the people that want us to have a bad physical body, you know why they want it? For profit. Why do you think they have all these test studies on the back of your tongue? What's going to make it so you can't have one potato chip? You have to have many, right? So they spent millions and millions of dollars to find out how to make us unhealthy. We don't have to spend that money to find out what makes us healthy. We have to move. Number one, move. Number two, realize that what you put in your body, you're going to get back. The funniest thing I ever saw was that commercial way back when I used to watch a little TV. It was a woman that walked into a bakery store, asked for two cinnamon buns and put them on her butt. And she goes, well, that's where they go, right? So when you think about what we eat, right, it's going to affect the way we perform. They've taken a lot of studies on athletes who, depending on what they eat, they've increased their performance level by, you know, a tenth of a second. And that caused them to win the race. Or let's talk about a guy who limiting beliefs, right? That's basically almost what we're talking about. If you limit your belief, then you can't do it, right? So here's a guy, I think his name was, let me see, what's his name? Cliff Young. If you ever heard of Cliff Young, he was a farmer, 61 years old. He won a race, I think it was in Australia, 544 miles. He did it in 5 days, 10 hours, and a couple of minutes. He showed up in overalls and boots. Now, everybody laughed at him. They're like, what is this guy doing? And who is this guy? And they're all, you know, they're ready to run. This, I think, was in 1983, I believe. And he won the race because he didn't have a limiting belief. Everybody else, they took off and there he is going at his slow pace. I think it was 4 miles an hour or something crazy like that. And what wound up happening is no one told him that you're gonna sleep and then get back on the race. So he ran straight. He didn't stop, and he beat all the top athletes by 10 hours. Why? Because he didn't have a limiting belief. Nobody said, you can't do this. He didn't, a lot of people did it. They even laughed at him. But what happened? Once again, that mental state, he didn't let those negative thoughts into his head and saying, you can't do this. He didn't listen to that. He said, well, I know I got to go from point A to point B. How do I get there? So the other guys, they knew the same thing, but they say, I'm going to go up to I can't. I'm going to sleep for 6 hours and then I'm going to get up and go again. He didn't even think of sleeping, right? And guess what? At the end, he received $10,000. What did he do? Did he celebrate? No. He didn't know there was a prize. He didn't know there was a prize at the end. He's like, wow. He goes, okay. He goes, well, I feel wrong about taking this money because I didn't know there was a prize at the end. And so he goes, those other guys, those six other guys that ran, they worked hard, harder than I did. So you know what he did? He divided the $10,000 between the six guys and he took nothing. You know what he got? An experience. What do we want with our lives? What do we want to accomplish? And how do we want to give it back? Stop being a taker. Be a giver. And the more you give, you'll receive. Stop taking. Start receiving.
You know, what's so powerful about that, as you're saying, and I'm just thinking, because in order, it's like before we started talking, I was looking at my phone. And I was looking at Black Belt Magazine, and now I'm going virtual. So this is the first time in history they ever like started listing the actual people that won Hall of Fame. I'm looking at it, I'm seeing me winning Kung Fu Artist of Year 2000 in Black Belt Hall of Fame. And I'm just sitting there, I mean, for a moment realizing that I was this little kid used to steal magazines in the city of Baltimore. I'm this kid that just made so many mistakes because he just didn't have a support system to help him continue to love himself. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy who sold drugs and did all those things, not because he wanted to be a drug dealer. He just wanted to live a dream and always wanted to help other people that he knew at a young age were struggling. And I'm sitting here feeling so grateful and hearing that story because when I got in that situation, the greatest thing that happened to me was a guy to tell me, you always had faith. So don't sit here and say that you didn't have faith. You just had faith in the wrong things. Mm. You know, you thought that drugs and all those things were gonna make you feel better, but no, it started with your own belief and faith that you had to make it, but you had to believe that it was gonna do what you thought it was gonna do. And a lot of times, it's like vitamins. They really don't change you. You force yourself to believe that them vitamins giving you energy. You already had that without the vitamin. And I realized that through that journey that, okay, in order to go back and to regain my power, I had to bring my story of negativity to you before you said something to me about it. So I took the power from you. Am I making sense, sir? Yeah. So I already, and that's the beauty in being clear. You got to figure out, how do I stop the world and people from trying to manipulate me with a moving billboard or advertisement or some strategy or scheme that make me believe I need this or I can't do this? When I learn to evaluate myself and I come back and say, look, yeah, my name is Willie the Bam Johnson. Yes, I went to jail. And as a matter of fact, I didn't go to jail for what I should have went. So I'm grateful for going and getting the message. So how can I help you? It's like the people sit there like,
what?
it's like, well, where you want to go? What can we do? So for me, when I see that, I want my kids and every kid to know, or anybody out there to know, there wasn't another human being that told me to get my life together. I made the decision on my own to connect to my higher power and realize that everything that I learned from the dojo to the community to my parents has prepared me for a moment where we all going to come to say, look, am I committed to change or am I going to stay the same? And that's why I believe we come together, me, you, and so many people, because it's our duty to put that energy out for somebody out there that might be feeling like they can't go on.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what everybody did for me. I thank you so much, sir, for once again, I think we're on a journey of confirmations. We just confirm, hey, we going down the right path, man. Let's keep it going. I mean, how would you close with that, Sifu?
You know, we all have stages in our lives, right? So we have different stages, different levels, and we should always look to level ourselves up. Always. Always level up. Stop going to the basement unless that's where you're going to work out.
Yeah. Or have your office, right?
Yeah. So the whole thing is you got to develop a positive state of mind. You got to internalize what you want in your life. It's important. You've done amazing things with your life. You've made mistakes. Listen, I've made mistakes. The only reason I stopped being a bouncer because a lot of the clubs I worked at, there were shootings, right? The last one, 4 people died, okay? And then the nightclub closed and I said, you know what? I'm not going to be a bouncer anymore. I said, I'll do other things, you know? I didn't even do it for the money. I did it for the entertainment value. You know, the money didn't hurt, but, you know, and look, I'm only 6'1". I was bouncing with guys who were like, and at the time I was like 185 maybe. I'm about 190 now, so maybe I'm 5 pounds overweight. I don't know. I doubt it, but so, you know, I work out every day. So one of the things that all the bouncers were, I was the little guy. And the way I got the job is I said, you know, throw me your best guy. I was referred by somebody. And one of the bouncers I knew. And when I went for the job interview, they're like, well, what, you're little. What the hell are we going to do with you? And I said, well, have one of you guys take me down or a couple of you guys take me down. After that, I got hired because they couldn't. So the thing is, when we think about the values we bring forth, what are we going to do? It's that mindset. And you talked about it, warrior mindset. Look, you don't have to be in the military to be a warrior. You could be a mom. You could be, you know, working a regular 9-to-5 job, but you can be a warrior. It's everything you do. Look, if your job is to be a janitor, be the damn best janitor there is. If you're working a fast-paced job, then be the best at it. No matter where you are in life, there's stages that we're going through, right? So am I ever going to retire? No, that means I'm going to sit down on the couch and do nothing. No, I will never retire, right? And I hope, look, by the way, nice flip the other day. I saw that. It was pretty cool. And I'm a gymnast myself, so I love flipping. So when we think about what we want to do with our lives, stop complaining. Level up. Listen, those who complain gain nothing. Level up. Be the best you can be and stop looking at other people. Don't be better than them. Be better than you were yesterday.
That's right. And that's a perfect way to end because once again, I know this show has allowed everyone to realize that I hate this term underprivileged. I hate stereotypes that they put on people, labels. Because when we all sit down and have a conversation like this, we realize that we're more alike than different. Oh, it don't matter your color, your race, your creed, your style. At the end of the day, for me, how do we prepare the next generation never to have to go as low as we went? Because I believe it, even today, most kids, I tell my kids, I say, you know what? I bring my bottom up to you because maybe getting a C on your report card is enough for you not to go down so low that some kids choose to go. Because it's an emotional thing, right? It's the emotion. I mean, and if we don't learn, like, hold up, this emotion of defeat, it's the same emotion of any defeat. It don't matter what level it is, it's defeat. So what do I do to not go any further with this defeat? My defeat can be at levels of not being promoted or not getting a good grade or having a miscommunication with my parents, not making a decision that can take you to jail or have you walking up in an AA room saying, my name is Johnny, I'm a recovering alcoholic. We don't have to go that low. Am I correct, Sifu?
Absolutely. But in case you do wind up finding yourself that low, level up and don't go back there like you did. Right. You leveled up, my friend. You really did, you know? Listen, I had friends of mine who offered me drugs, and I had the choice of saying, yeah, let's do it. And I decided not to. I don't know why. It wasn't for me, you know? And I had friends of mine who did all the wrong things. They got arrested. Look, I went to Jamaica High School. Jamaica High School has been closed. When I graduated from Jamaica High School in 1984, I think they closed it not too far later. I mean, people were getting shot. I never had an altercation at all. My first day of school as a ninth grader, I'm walking. Somebody threw something and hit me. I turned around and a bunch of people they looked away. And I was like, how you guys doing? So it's how we react to everything, right? I never had one fight in school, and I wasn't popular. But, you know, I did what I did. I was in the gymnastics team. I was on the handball team. I used to go in early to teach swimming. I used to do whatever it was. I excelled in school because I didn't know how not to. I knew I had to do my homework. I knew I had to study. I knew I loved school. I'm probably the only kid at that time that loved school because it was an opportunity to connect with other people. And this is why we're on today, because that connection, we need human connection. You know, for those people who are hermits, whatever, they go in the mountains and they don't want to see other people. It's because in their mind, they're not worthy. We're all worthy. You, me, and everybody else listening. We need human connection.
Well, you know, the one thing, Sifu, I think is really, really important. I spent all of my time when I got in trouble to analyze all the negatives that I did and got away with so I can teach it to people and never repeat it. And I think that's we spend so much time getting an education and getting a degree for school and business, and we don't spend enough time on getting an education for self. That's what we stop working on. The moment we go to school and we go up to college or we get success or teach business, let's teach, see, because if you make yourself better, everything else around you, like we talk about, going to get better.
Oh, yeah.
But so many people keep on working on, well, let me get a degree in this. Well, my degree in jail was, let me get a degree in love and BAM. Let me get a degree in understanding BAM. And let me teach you the negatives of BAM, because what I want, and that's the difference, I think, in a lot that I teach, I want you to understand my culture. I want you to understand the depths of it. I want you to understand the manipulations of it. I want you to learn all of it. And once you understand it, then you have a better choice where you can move and you don't have to like react and do bad things and then get to the other side and say, whoa, man, that was set up by design. I mean, not outside, but it's an advertisement. Like you said, I mean, certain things are set into play to make you eat certain things. That's not a bad thing. His job is to sell his product. You can't hate him. That's his job, you know? It's my lack of ignorance that it makes me weak. And I say that to anybody. Look, I'll say this last thing, and this is a little funny joke. A guy once said to me, he said, you know what? You got to stop blaming drugs and alcohol for your problems. All right, here's the story of a man who went to court. Judge stood up. The judge said, sir, stand up and tell me, how do you plead? He said, I plead innocent, Your Honor. He said, innocent. He says, yes. I blame it on drugs and alcohol. So the judge said to the drugs and alcohol, how do you plead? Well, Drugs stood up and said, well, sir, I was just sitting in my package, minding my own business. He grabbed me, opened me up, and put me in his mouth, so I'm innocent. Alcohol said, when I was sitting there and the top was screwed on, he came over and opened the top and drunk me down. How am I like guilty, Your Honor? He said, there you have it, sir. If you'd have never picked it up, you wouldn't be in trouble. So you are guilty. Does that story make sense, Sifu?
I love that story.
Like you said, stop blaming other people, places, and things for your problem. Step up, man up, woman up, and let's unite and continue to change the world. Thank you so much, Sifu. Do you want to say anything in closing?
Yes. You know, one thing that you just said is that you learned in jail to love yourself, right? So that you can go ahead and help the world. But by doing that, you allowed us to love you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. It's the beginning of a powerful friendship, my brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So we connect next week
on my show.
Yeah, I can't wait. The 14th, right?
I think so.
All right. I'll connect with you next week, okay?
All right, my friend. Have a blessed day.